I'd go 250, maybe a 500.
Okay, we're running late tonight. We have another public hearing that was scheduled for 6:30. We're going to open that up. I'd like to call to order the Town of Mottville public hearing agenda.
Good luck.
Please join me in a Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, tonight we have a public hearing on the ordinance establishing a permanent building committee. I'm just going to read a few lines and then we're going to get into the public part. This ordinance hereby establishes a permanent building committee for the town, which in committee shall have the powers and duties set forth in the ordinance. The purpose of the permanent building committee is to ease the burden of various town departments managing construction projects and their flow terms and scheduling. The permanent building committee shall be the sole building committee for the town. All building projects in excess of $100,000 and all maintenance, repairs, and alterations projects in excess of $50,000 shall be administered by the permanent building committee as needed, where the permanent building committee notifies the mayor or it's busy or other projects. The town council may establish additional building committees. The rest of this is on record at the town clerk. Tonight, we're going to have the public come up and speak for or against this ordinance. Some of the issues that the town has had in the past is that some of these buildings are very expensive, and then when we start looking at them early on, they kind of grow into different things. And I'll give you some example. The animal control facility and the school HVAC, those are all things that and there's many other projects. I'm just giving those two out that come up, and we need a building committee for this. And so tonight we're going to listen to the public and see if anybody has can discuss this and see how you stand on it. So at this time, I'm going to open up the floor to anyone wishing to speak either in favor or against the ordinance for the building committee. You're not the only one. You're just the one.
Okay. Wills Pike, 71, Pheasant Run, Oakdale, Connecticut. I am in favor of this, but I think there's some fine-tuning that's important here. Building committees are sanctioned by the state of Connecticut through a public act, and nowhere is that cited in this ordinance or is it ordinance or resolution? But I read it earlier, and it's lacking a lot of reference material that's important here. It is important to understand that the Board of Education, speaking specifically about that, is called out in state statute and in Department of Administrative Services must approve these projects along with the building committee. That's not negotiable. That's state information. I hope all of you have it. I gave it to the board chair. I asked her to disseminate it to the town council, this information. So the decision process for the Board of Ed is, as a team, you have a Board of Ed member that will be part of the building committee. I understand that, but the Board of Ed approves the process for any educational aspect specifications for the building project related to a building that's education purposes. I think somewhere that needs to be articulated in this document along with the state statutes and the public act itself, so everybody understands why we're doing this instead of just people saying, well, why do we need a building committee when the town already, you know, has town engineers, right? Because there is a public act that calls for this. It just needs to be administrated correctly, and I think it's a good idea. I would add also that I think it's important that the superintendent of the school has got to be on this committee. I did not see that person's name on there. That person works directly for the Board of Education. He or she always informs us as a team when we sit down for a Board of Ed meeting or a special meeting. And I think it's critical that we understand that she has the first shot at these things along with the facilities director, which I think is good. So if you're interested in any of the information that cites specific guidelines from the Department of Administrative Services or the Public Act, I'd like to give that to you. Just one quick thing on the HVAC project, so we can get it on record. We are probably going to save the town over $1 million, maybe $2 million on the 15.5 that was approved for bonding. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone wishing to speak in favor of the building committee or opposed to the building committee?
Dylan Troxel, 531 Route 163. I don't have a strong opinion on whether this takes place or not, but I believe if it does take place, that we should ensure that there's a conflict of interest clause where anybody on that board who has any connection to any of these organizations or anybody bidding, that should not be allowed. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you don't mind, please state your name and your address for the record. I didn't mention that earlier, but I think everyone's doing that.
Vince Young, 375 Chapel Hill Road. I support this ordinance. There's one thing about having citizens involved in our construction projects. There's a lot of good people in this town that have a lot of knowledge about construction, change orders, addendums, specs. You know, there's a lot that goes on. And months ago, I asked about a question that I had, and Mr. May directed me to Mr. Jackowitz to attend that school board meeting because I had questions about the air conditioning project. We have an excellent, excellent superintendent and an excellent school board. We sat there, I had all my questions written down, and the school board back and forth answered all those questions because they were debating it in a very civil way that all of these things were answered. Were there going to be, you know, cost overruns and what they're putting in, can it be, you know, reused for the additions that they're putting on? And, you know, it's interesting, Will's just mentioned how much that the school board saved. And there's the perfect example by having a citizen who knows what they're doing in there. So I support it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else wishing to speak? For a close, anyone wishing to speak on the ordinance for formation of a building committee? All right. Remarks from the councilors. Councilor Novak?
Thank you. I don't have any comments on this. Thank you.
Councilor Baker?
I'm good. I have no comments. Thank you.
Councilor Sebelia?
No, just thank you for your thoughts. Appreciate it.
Councilor Karen?
Nope. No comments, but thank you very much for coming out.
Councilor Jaskowitz?
We need it. I think we should have it. In all my experiences here, I think a permanent building committee is a good idea. We've worked hard on it. It's the top committee. I'm putting together the number of years and answer one of the Board of Ed questions. The superintendent's automatically on some of these committees by statute.
Councilor Southern?
No comment.
So I'd just like to say that in this ordinance, to answer one of the things that one of the members or the town said, the permanent building committee for the Board of Education shall consist of a minimum of 5 regular members and 2 alternates, of which members shall be from the Board of Education, Education Director of Facilities, and it is specified in here, and I don't see any reason why the superintendent couldn't attend any of these meetings. But you got to remember, sometimes the superintendent's very busy, so they did listen and they did change that to meet that request. So, Mayor, do you have anything?
Yeah, I want to just say that this is long overdue, and it identifies a starting point of the value of the building that it would require the building committee. And I think that had we had the building committee in place for the animal control facility, we would have been a whole lot better off. I did try to establish that committee, and I think it was in 2020, and the current council chose not to have one.
And the previous council?
The previous council, as I said, in 2020.
You see, okay.
So also the conflict of interest issue, it's in the Code of Ethics. And the ordinance was drafted through legal advice from the town attorney, so I think we got it all covered.
Yep. All right, thank you very much. Thank you everyone else for coming out and for this public hearing. Motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
Second.
Just take a 10-minute break, Mr. Chairman.
Let's take a couple of minutes for some of the counselors to attend to a few